Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you.
Hello?
I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
Life is filled with interesting things. That's why I could never commit suicide. I'm having too much fun keeping an eye on you folks, watching what you do. Human behavior, that's what I like. Humans do some really interesting things. Like, besides killing ourselves, we also kill each other. Murder. And we're the only ones who do that, by the way. Humans are the only species on Earth that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. Sometimes it's just fun. We're also the only species that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. That's what hunters do. They kill for pleasure. That's us. Human beings. Interesting folks. Murderers. Here's an interesting form of murder we come up with. Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big fucking hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Did you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Apparently, we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the tests. They say, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil? Get in there. It's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education. Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing some ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big, wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Man. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But say what you want about America, folks. Yeah. You can say what you want about Americans. You can call them smart, dumb, ignorant, innocent, naive, gullible, easily led, whatever you want. You're going to have to deal with them. You're going to have to deal with them because you're in the television business now. You got the all-suicide channel.
All right, everybody. Hey, Joseph Gibson here, understanding the times in which we live in today. How you doing? Sunday, 6.09 p.m. You see, a lot of people don't understand, and I'll explain it again, so many don't. I'm getting emails here, messages. You know, I have to try to connect some people to the show during in the beginning. So you got to be patient with me, you know. Some people have problems connecting to the show, and they want to listen. So what I do is I try to call people and let them know there's a show coming. You know, I've got the show. The show is scheduled. It's on because, you know, people can't read emails or they just don't know how to dial the phone number or maybe they have trouble connecting. It could be Blog Talk Radio for all I know. I don't know. All I know is I see what I have on the call screen, and if I don't see my usual supporters, I reach out to them and call them and remind them there's a show. I do that. But if I don't have a show, they're calling me. Where the hell's the show at? Where's the show? I don't see it posted, you know? So it's a no-win situation. Let me tell you, Sundays and Thursdays, we have a show at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? I usually notify most of my supporters beforehand that there's no show. If something was to come up, an emergency or something, an engagement that I have to attend to or something else, okay? But tonight, before I get to, I invited my friend Mitch to come on to the program tonight. I want to give him a few minutes to talk about some things here, and he'll have to call in 657-383-0616 after the introduction. I hopefully he does, and press the number one, and I'll connect him. He has several things to talk about, things that he's wants to mention. He sent me a message on Facebook, and I want to give him some time here for the show tonight. Let me see what the message that he sent me. He says he'll be here tonight, but it's his message, and I don't want to mess it up, you know. Sharing your Facebook. He has a GoFundMe. He's trying to raise money. Let's see here. I don't really understand the message too much, but hopefully he can call in, and there's a link here to click on, and I'm going to put it on my Facebook page, but I'd rather him call in the next few minutes and explain, what he's trying to do and the fundraiser and what he's trying to achieve here. But before I reach out to him, Donald Trump's inauguration. Hey, everyone was talking about it. I was standing at in line at the grocery store, and someone said, "I got to get home. I got to watch Donald Trump." So obviously I didn't watch it live on TV. I listened to the Rush Limbaugh show listened to it there. And, of course, the media has really dissected his address, his inaugural speech, that was brilliant. He stood for during the campaign, did he not? He did. I love how he criticized the establishment, the New World Order. I love it. I love it. And they were all sitting right behind him while he was speaking. Wasn't that awesome? Wasn't that awesome how he exposed the New World Order right in front of them? Wasn't that awesome? You had the Clintons. You had George Criminal Bush. And you had Abomination sitting behind him while he was saying, "The establishment let you down. The establishment protected themselves, but didn't work for you. And now we now have a president who's claiming that he is going to work for the people. He's going to work for you and me." Now, we know the last time we had a president that bashed the New World Order, his name was Ronald Reagan. He took a couple in the chest. Actually, I think it was one. And it almost hit him in the heart, and he almost died. And he kind of changed his tune real quick after that. If you notice, and if you're a history buff, you'll notice that Ronald Reagan kind of shut up after that. Yeah, it was no more anti-government, and I mean, he did have a great administration. Yeah, the 80s were great. I mean, we all believe our past is great, but the 80s really weren't that good. The farmers across America suffered. The debt ceiling rose. I mean, you can't claim it was the best. And before Ronald Reagan, you had JFK, and we all know what happened to him. Okay, and we discussed this a show ago or a couple shows ago, what happened to him. And, so the big news is Trump. And I see my friend Mitch, he in the chat room, he posted his link, which is good. for the people who are listening in the chat room, and hopefully many more will click in. I see some people dropping in, dropping out. And my friend Mitch, I'm going to bring him on the program. I never know where the show is going to go where I don't have a secured guest, and Mitch wasn't scheduled, but I want to give him a chance to talk about the message he sent me on Facebook. And Mitch, reintroduce yourself, please. And just, hey, the floor will be yours. And this show is archived. You've got a lot of people listening tonight. There's many people on the phone line. And, of course, many of my supporters, Joe in Sebastian, Florida, Bit Banker in Meriden, Connecticut, Mike out in Wisconsin, Elizabeth Rondo in Connecticut, of course, Bridget Pruitt in North Carolina. I've got even my friend in England. She's listening. That's great. I think this is my friend in Nevada. I'm not 100% sure. He's been listening the past couple times, but usually my friend Nevada participates. So I don't know whatever happened to him, by the way. he was going to a Trump rally in Cleveland, and he never called back in after that. But this is a Nevada number. So we got a bunch of people here listening here, Mitch. I'm going to pat you through right now because I know this is your number, and I want you to take the floor, introduce yourself again to the people who may not have heard you before when you were on the show, and promote your cause, promote what's going on, and let's get it out there. Let's get the word out there. So go ahead, Mitch. How you doing?
Good evening, Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for coming on, Mitch. You're a man of your word. You said you could be here. I appreciate that. I'm going to give you the floor. Whatever you got to say, the show is yours right now.
Well, I don't want to take up too much of everybody's time, you know, because you're doing a wonderful show, a wonderful job at it already. So I just wanted to share, thank you for having me on the program, Joe. I've talked to you about China before, but on something more lighter and more, more important, not really important, but it's just it is important, basically. But it's a whole other subject, that's what I'm saying. I'm leaving for Kenya in 3 weeks, and I'm going into the slums of Nairobi. Now, there's a lot of causes, there's a lot of charities, and there's a lot of giving out there, and people need a lot of help. But I posted the link in the chat room, everyone. Basically, I'm going to go to Kenya and help the children. A buddy of mine who I've been close with for 6 years, his name's Robert Ombeka. He's the executive director of Rescue Team Kenya. He runs an orphanage in the slums of Nairobi, and he looks after 50 orphan children. And I'm just raising money.
Wow. That's impressive. Mitch, real quick, before I forget, have you ever heard of the Machine Gun Preacher?
I have, yes. Very good movie, actually.
I'm trying to get him on the program, actually. And there was a movie, a blockbuster movie, actually, made about him. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yes, Gerald Butler played him. Very good movie. Yeah, he was very moved by the atrocities in, I believe it was Congo or it was in Sudan. I'm not sure exactly, but
it was in the Sudan region, yes, where children were being kidnapped, sold for sex, being sold across the world as sex slaves, tortured, murdered. So, Mitch, that's a shock to me. So you're going over there to Kenya, and hats off to you, and God bless you. But go ahead, continue.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I've been involved in exposing the organ trade, the organ genocide in China. And, as an American, I just received my American citizenship 5 months ago, and I've never been more proud to be part of this great, great country. Thank you, Joseph. And I tell you, folks, I'm very proud that America has come to this position of a new change, a new shift. And I believe truly, whether you're liberal, whether you're Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter, whether you are a patriot or whoever you are in this country, I think it's going to be made great again. I have faith in our new president. I have faith in our the leadership. And I have faith, more importantly, in the spirit of the American people. Because if it wasn't for the American people, and if it's not for the American people, we would be in great darkness. The rest of the world I've been to is brutal, and it's dark, and it's cold. And America is the light. And there's a lot of problems
in America. And Mitch, you're going to see this. Are you kind of like going to be like a mercenary who goes over there. And we mentioned the machine gun preacher there. And I've spoken with him on Facebook, and he's put me in contact with his publicist, and I'm trying to get him on the program. And that was a blockbuster movie in Hollywood where, you know, he grew up in a life of crime, was a heroin addict, turned his life over to God, and went over to Africa and saved many, many children. And Mitch, tell me, how is this exploration going to go for you? I mean, how are you funding this? I mean, I know you're a man of who's like a missionary. I mean, you're going out there to expose organ harvesting. I mean, you're putting your life on the line, man. And people don't understand. There's a lot of people out there, but you're one of them that's on my show tonight, and you're putting your life on the line.
You better believe it. You better believe it, because you know what? I'd rather be a free man in my grave than live like a puppet or a slave, and God hates a coward. You've got to do
Amen.
Your best. As long as I'm in this world and on this human earth and in this human body, my allegiance is to God, my allegiance is to good people, and my allegiance is to help those who cannot help themselves, especially against the forces of evil. So I have been exposing the Chinese regime, the Red Devil or the Red Dragon, as it is in Revelations. But now I'm going to Africa to help these children. And I thank you, Joseph, for allowing me to share with this. People, if you see the link in the chat room, it's the GoFund campaign. We've raised about $1,000. I know it's not much, but the people who have given are godsends. That money will be used to buy sanitary pads for the young girls, food, clean water. It's very serious right now. I mean, people are starving in Kenya, starving in all over the world, even hungry in our own backyard in America. One out of every five children go hungry. But I'm trying to make a difference in Kenya, and if there's anyone that can donate to this, please go to the GoFundMe link. You can do it anonymously, but the money will go to these children. And I'm going to document everything, so everything is legit. And thank you, Joe, for allowing me to come on and have you as a credible witness to my testimony.
Well, Mitch, I want you to go into a little more detail about your mission. And when are you leaving, by the way? Because will you have communication with the States when you're over there? Because I would like to do a show while you're over there,
if you can call into the show.
That would be awesome. While you are there, and give us an eyewitness account of what's going on.
Sure, Joseph, I will. I don't want to take up many people's time right now because, you know, you've got a whole show going on, but I will. I will be on the ground in 3 weeks' time, and I will document the starvation. I will document the degradation. I will document the suffering, and I would love to do a full live show. But again, guys, all I ask, you know, this money, I'm not going to take a cent from this money. This money is going to the children. By God is my witness. I am a man of my word, and that's why Joseph has allowed me to come on to share with you, because he feels and he understands my sincerity. So all I can ask, and I will keep asking, go to the GoFund campaign website in the chat room and donate $1, $2. Share with your friends, your family, who is.
Hey, Mitch, what's a dollar? What's $2? What's $5? You know? Come on.
Exactly.
If everyone out there, just imagine, Mitch, if there's 1,000 people listening tonight, if they could donate $5,
that would be awesome. Yes. Like I said, I've left the link in the chat room. Please, Joe, if you could be so kind to share that with your people and share with that with the listeners, that would be great. Copy and paste it and share it. And on your Facebook, that would be great, because even if, like you said, like $1, 600 people, $5, five people is like 1,000 people.
And, Mitch, I want to say something. Mitch, is your safety in compromise when you go over to Africa? And for the new people that are tuning in, there's a few new people that are tuning in. I've got five more that just emailed me. And they want to know, are you in danger when you go over there? I mean, is your life – I mean, we talked about the machine gun preacher, the movie that where I'm trying to get him on. And, Mitch, you're actually a hero. But is your life going to be in danger somehow, any way whatsoever?
No, because I walk with God. And when you walk with God, as the machine gun preacher does as well, you cannot be touched by the forces of evil. And if you do, and if I am, I will die a noble death, because the greatest honor is not to live a long age, not to live a long life with glory and fortune and fame. It's to die a noble death and sacrifice for other people. And if the good Lord allows me the great honor to die for what I believe in and to die for people that are suffering at the hands of evil, well, please God Almighty, grant me my wish.
And Mitch, just there's people in the chat room typing, you know, why, you know, we hear about Black Lives Matters over here in America, and that's all political nonsense. And why don't the people over here, if they're so concerned about the African-American safety and lives of the children that live in the slums of America, which they don't help, but what about the children in Africa who are being raped, murdered, and tortured? Which you're going to see firsthand. I'm going to tell you right now, Mitch. I just heard this. You're telling me you're going to go over to Africa and you're going to see witness this firsthand. And I will pray for you to have the strength to combat the evil you're going to come in contact with. And that's why I said, is your safety in jeopardy? Because if anything happens to you, I want you to know that people on this show here, you know, are supporting you. And,
thank you, Joseph.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing, Mitch, that you're able to announce this on my show here tonight. It's amazing.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. I mean, I just got your message, and I thank you. I mean, you know, to BitBanker in the chat room as well, an amazing person who always is very included, very, very in tune. I mean, you have people in your show. The people who are listening, you guys, you people, you lovely people, you stand on the right side of destiny. That is the key. You are informed. You are awake. You are understanding. You know how to live your lives, and you are survivors in any situation. And I tell you right now, the people who are listening to your show, Joseph, are in tuned. And the key is, doesn't matter how much money you have, doesn't matter how capable you are, how good-looking you are, because that all fades in the end. What matters is that you have chosen to be responsible on standing on the right side of destiny, and that is why you will live long. And that is the glory of life, is to live and stand and support and have the courage to do what is right and stand on the right side of destiny. So thank you for allowing me to
share
your show.
There you go, Mitch, and you're right. And please, folks, please. And I know people, let's see, are saying Skype isn't working, but that's Blog Talk technical difficulties. If you got a cell phone, call in 657-383-0616 or join the chat room like you are. I appreciate it. There's many people on the line tonight. We've got many people in the chat room. Many have logged off. I know some people see maybe 12, 13, 14, 15 users, but I see the people who are logging off on, and it's about 25 in the chat room, and I've got about 43 on the call line tonight. So 43 people on the call line. I don't know about, you know, the iPod and everything. And it keeps reconnecting to server. That's what it's saying on my computer here for the chat room. And so that's Blog Talk. And I ask everyone, complain. Complain to Blog Talk about this. We have a man right here who's fighting for something so important. And, Mitch, to the people out there that are listening tonight, what advice do you have to give them, or like you said, we're fighting for something true and just, but in your own words, you're going to a different continent to dedicate your life to expose organ harvesting, slavery, you know, corruption, and that's why we need to pray for your safety. And I wish Dr. Ventura was on the program tonight, because he's a pastor from Imperial Beach, and he can actually give your message to his church and pray on this because, I mean, this is just, Mitch, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, I get in contact with a lot of people through this show, and we don't know what their, you know, what their agenda is or not, but you are really a true blue mercenary and a God-fearing man who's willing to help those out there. I got to say that. And God bless. I am grateful for meeting you. I am. I really am.
Thank you, Joseph. And like I said, if people want to help the orphanage, it's a real grassroots GoFund campaign. The link is in the chat room. You can copy and paste it. You can go and donate. Even share it with your friends if they want to donate. And like you said, Joseph, if 1,000 people are listening and $1 each person, that's $1,000 right there. And all this money is going to the orphanage, I can assure you. And with your support, Joseph, and I'm grateful, because you don't have anybody on the topic. You haven't on the show. You haven't got time for people who lie and deceive and rob people of their dignity. I've heard your other guests as well, and when I first met you, you are an upstanding guy. We should give you a round of applause to allow us as human beings to share what is most important and why we are here on this earth. Whether you're Christian, Catholic, Jewish, it does not matter, atheist, it does not matter, white or black, woman or man, it's about the heart, the content of character, and we have a purpose in this life. When you have a human body and you are living and breathing in this world, you cannot deny what you're living for. You have to embrace it. You have to engage it. And you have to go without any fear and take the courage from your heart and your soul and your spirit to do what is right. And that is why, yes, I have worked 15, 16 years nonstop on exposing the forced organ harvesting in China. But now I'm going to Africa and trying to raise money for these orphans. So please, guys, click on the link and try and donate and share the GoFund, which has been placed in the chat.
And Mitch, where is this orphanage? I mean, how many children are involved that you're going to come in contact with, do you believe? I know you haven't been there yet, but how many children are you going to come in contact with and help? And exactly what is it, when you get there, will you be doing? Because if we're going to financially support you and people are donating money, I just want to know exactly what it is you're going to do to try to expose this and help these children. I know you mentioned supplies and things like that, but if you can get a little more in detail, please.
Absolutely. First and foremost is the clean water and the food. Right now, the drought has hit such bad, incredibly bad, and there are people. I just talked to Robert and Becca, who is the gentleman who's the handling and directing the orphanage there with his team. And just like in Haiti, they were hit by a serious drought. Well, Haiti was hit by an earthquake, and Kenya has been hit by a drought. So they are starving in Kenya right now. Very little food. The water is really bad. So what we need is fresh food and fresh water. We also need what is most important, sanitary pads. I was talking to a lovely lady who has shared with me that we have to have the right pads for the young girls, because otherwise the pads cause cancer. They're a little bit more expensive, but we're getting that underway so we can invest in those pads. Also medical supplies and school supplies for the school and the village that the children are in. There was an actual massive fire that broke through and ravished the village, so they have to also build back the school up. So these are just the different things that are going to be invested. But I'm not going to just take your money. I'm not getting anything out of this. Every single dollar that has been placed into the GoFund campaign, The taxes and the fee that GoFund gets, that's the only thing that is being taken out. I think it's about a 2.9% fee and 30 cents on every donation. I think that's what.
And that's the government's doing
and
that. And
that's
the government
exactly.
Laws.
100%.
Because you don't want to break the law, of course.
Correct. And GoFund also basically to run their organization to have all these these campaigns being activated to receive donors. They have to get a piece of the action, a fee, which is fine to use their services. But other than that, every single penny, every single dime, every single nickel, every single dollar is going towards funding. And I'm actually going to document the receiving of the donations in Kenya. I'm going to show you what they're going to be used for by documenting it, where they're all going to go, what is going to be used for the fresh water. I mean, the sanitary pads that the young girls need, the food and the water, the medical supplies as well as the school supplies, and this is what we need. So this is why I decided to do what I'm doing, only to help people. That is it. So if people feel the sincerity, Joe, if they feel my sincerity and I touch their hearts by reaching through the phone and saying, listen, everybody, please donate something. listen to my words, feel my energy, understand my sincerity. You might not know me from a bag of chips. I know there's so much fraud out there and so much money laundering, and believe me, folks, there is so much corruption out there, and that money goes to terrible things.
And,
but
Mitch, I want to tell people, Mitch, I want to interject here. I want to tell people, Mitch, you've been on my show before, and we had the former Prime Minister of Canada on this program with you in conjunction, okay? So if anyone thinks that Mitch is not legitimate, okay, David Kelleher was his name. Look it up, okay? David Kelleher, he was on this program a year ago.
Yes. The former Secretary of State.
And I want people to understand, Mitch. I want people to understand, Mitch, that you are legitimate. You are for real.
Thank
you,
sir.
You've been working so hard to expose organ harvesting, and now you're making a physical trip to a different continent to help the children in orphanage. That, you know what, we take for granted all these things that we have. When you go open your refrigerator tonight, folks, whatever time it is, in the morning, now, or during the show, or whatever, when you open your refrigerator, guess what? These children that Mitch is going to help, they don't have a refrigerator, okay? So, Mitch, go ahead. I just had to interject there real quick so people would understand you are not a fraud. You are for real, and let's not that out there, folks, please.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Mitch.
I'm not a scam artist at all. I just try to do what is right, folks. You know, I'm a nobody. I'm not claimed to have any degrees, to have any kind of skills or capability. But all I am is a human being, a man that tries to hold his word and do the right thing. And when I started this GoFund to help the children in the orphanage and giving out the link, it's all legit and it's all true. But
and,
you know,
and Mitch, the point, the proof is in the pudding, actually, because you're going to give me a live show from Africa. You're going
to call into the show from
Africa and give me eyewitness accounts of what's going on. And you're going to post it, certainly, on your Facebook. You know?
I will go live, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. So there's no doubt. There's no doubt that this man, Mitch, is not a scam artist. Please don't slander this man. Please don't.
I'm asking anyone,
if you hate me, fine. But don't slander this man. He's a good man. And we talked about the machine gun preacher and how he received rejection from a lot of people also. And there was a Hollywood movie made about that man. And he'll be on this show soon. But go ahead, Mitch.
Like I said, with all fairity, I understand they have every right, CLG has every right to call someone a scam artist, because maybe in the past he gave money out of his kindness of his heart and he got screwed by somebody who had a great ideal and a great intention and was very manipulative and then said one thing and did another. But believe you me, CLG, believe you me, as God is my witness. You don't know me from a bar of soap, but I am just trying to help the children. That's all I'm trying to do, man. That's all I am. I'm an average guy. I don't claim to be anything. I don't want any expectations. I'm just putting out the link. I'll put it again. Here
and
we
What's $1? Mitch, what's $1? Everyone who's listening tonight and in the archives and on the podcast, what's $1? You get ripped off every day. For it. When you go to Home Depot, you get ripped off. When you go to Walmart, you get ripped off. So you know what? What's $1 to give to this man? What's $1? If there's 1,000 people out there listening to this program tonight, if there's 5,000, and I know I get a lot of archive hits on this show, and I'm going to tell you right now, sometimes it does reach 10,000, 15,000. I've done it. I can prove it. But even if it wasn't, it doesn't matter. $1. Give to this man and have faith on what he's going to do with that $1. Because $1 here, and he's going to bring it over there, will supply a child with a meal for probably a week. Tell me, what can $1 do for a child over there, sir? Mitch, what can $1 do for a child?
Oh, it's tremendous, especially with the conversion rate. The currency rate is incredible. I mean, Bitbanker probably knows a lot about that because he's a marksman in terms of financial situations. But I can tell you, $1 goes a long way. I mean, the currency conversion is the dollar is incredibly strong. I mean, even in my own in South Africa where I'm going, my own country where I came from, where I was born, it's $15 per 1 rand. Oh, so $1 to per $1 per $15 for 15 rand. So the conversion is very powerful. So yes, $1 goes a really long way. And if a person donates $1, and 1,000 people donate $1, $1,000. But I can assure you, folks, this is the real deal. Thank you for Flycatch too, man, for just being so very kind and validating. But
Hey, Mitch, I noticed something in the chat room here. I'm seeing something. You've been muted. Have you been muted in the chat room?
I think we're good now. I think we're good. I was just,
I'm sorry. I apologize.
The link.
Block Talk Radio is so darn funny.
It's okay. I was pasting the link too many times. Forgive me.
Okay. Oh, that's why they did that. You're breaking the rules. You can't paste too many times. But I'll tell you what, I'll announce it 100 times on this program. And if we got some callers who want to participate tonight and talk to Mitch, I would appreciate it. Some of my supporters, maybe. Maybe you want to give a comment. I'd appreciate it. Let me see here. I'm scanning down the phone numbers. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Mitch. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, sorry, Joe. I just placed my name, my full name, in the chat room, and people can look me up on Facebook to see that I'm legit and that this money's. You know, I've created the GoFund for the orphanage in Kenya. So just to give a little bit more credibility, thanks to you for giving me credibility, and it's all up to the person's heart. Whether they donate or not, that's okay. If they can spread to their families, if they can spread to other people who are interested in donating and have always wanted to donate to the right causes and to somewhere that they know that their money is going to go to and do well with. It's a sign of everyone wants to give. Every human being loves to give because they know in their hearts it's a good thing to do. So if you want to give to this
campaign. So true.
And allow because trust me, you know, Joe, you wouldn't have me on your talk show if you didn't think I was legit and I didn't think I was credible. So this is the real deal. I will make sure that those children get what they need and your money taken care of in terms of fresh food, water, sanitary pads, sports equipment, medical supplies. And
Mitch, I want to say this. Mitch, I want to say this. Imagine, folks, if you were needing. Imagine if America wasn't what it was and we ended up in a civil war and we need other countries to help us. And there was someone on the radio in another country asking to help you. What would you do? What would you do? What would you feel like? And you know, It's powerful, and I got a caller here. I'm going to connect them. Mike out in Wisconsin, and hopefully some other supporters here will contribute tonight also. Mike out in Wisconsin, go ahead.
Well, good evening. Good evening, Joe, and caller there. Just want to say it's kind of a wonderful thing you're doing. Most people don't even have the courage to even try to do something like this. It's such a shame. One way is, we have hundreds of thousands of people marching in the streets against President Trump. I mean, he's only been in there one day, and they already, you know, they're already having fits. And over in London, they're protesting. But, you know, if those people, just like you said, would give $1, you know, what do you think it costs them to fly down to Washington, D.C., and, you know, and protest all day long? They got to have some place to stay. They got to have something to eat.
Well, they're funded, Mike. They're funded by George Soros. And we'll get into that maybe during another show, the protests. I mean, these women's marches and all that nonsense where these women look like little boys with earrings in their noses and shaved heads. And they're just hate. They have so much hate in their heart. Would they ever pack their bags to do what Mitch is doing? or the machine gun preacher or any other missionary out there, would they ever sacrifice to help someone else? No, they want to scream at the top of their lungs with so much hate. And Mike, you're absolutely right. What's a dollar? Why can't all of us, and I'm gonna donate my dollar, as a matter of fact, I'm going to donate $5 to Mitch's cause, and I hope all my supporters will go to GoFundMe and give that $1. And if, well, I challenge you, and I promise you, Mitch will be back on this program while he's over in Africa and give us a live update from Africa, what he sees, and maybe he can get some guests over there, some people who are over there who could tell us what's really going on over there. Because saving a child's life is, oh, wow, what a great feeling that would be. But go ahead, Mike.
When you go to the GoFund website, you have to put something in to find your page. What do you put in after GoFundMe.com?
Yes, Mike. Okay, you just go to Help Mitch Help Orphans in Nairobi.
Okay, that'll help. That'll get a lot of people right to your page. That's great. All right, thank you.
Yeah, and also I'll post it on my Facebook, Mike, and I'll post it and I'll send it to you individually also. I mean, what's a dollar, for God's sake? What's a dollar, for goodness sake? Come on, guys. What's a dollar? Help the guy. Help him out. He's putting his life on the line for you and for children, for freedom, for freedom. But, Mike, go ahead.
Well, that's about all I wanted to contribute, but just I want to wish him a safe and prosperous journey over there.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
There must be a little bit of concern, you know, of what you must be up against, you know, and you know, there is probably health concerns, you know. I don't know what, you know, you could basically come down with or catch or whatever, but you know.
Well, yeah, that's another thing, Mitch. You know, when you go over there, that's another thing. Diseases, you know. Parasites, you know, Africa is listen, we all look at Africa like it's a jungle. There's actually established cities over there that do have telephones, they got cell phones, and they drive cars. They're not riding around on a monkey, okay? So, you know, so, I mean, there are legitimate places over there with that, you know, but the concern that Mike is bringing up is your health also, not only your, which pertains to your safety, Mitch. Have you taken precautions?
Absolutely, absolutely. For me, I take precautions in terms of dangerous places that are under some heavy fire, and you take precautions. You go with armed, or you do what you need to do to survive. You know, like I said, a noble death is a noble death. Every great warrior loves a noble death because it means that you came into this world with a purpose, you lived that purpose, and God took you out at the right time. For example, in the Rwandan genocide, when 80,000 Tutsis were being wiped out by Hutu extremists, there was a...
Oh, I know.
There was a colonel from Senegal, I believe a captain or a colonel, forgive me. He was the only one, when the United Nations were not looking, were not getting involved, he took his men, I think he had about 10 or 15 men, and he told them to position themselves around the UN depots where they would, you know, keep a lot of their supplies. Well, they had weapons, but they didn't have, they had maybe one or two bullets in their weapons. They didn't carry a lot of ammunition, but the guards were guarding the UN depots. So when the Hutu rebels, Hutu extremists came to, you know, wanted to look into these depots, the UN soldiers under the command of this colonel from Senegal would not allow them. If they would have seen, what they would have seen would be a lot of Tutsi children and elders that would have been macheted to death. So he saved.
The cookies, that movement right there, that was also another blockbuster movie where famous American actors had a movie on that, actually. I forget the name of it, man.
Hotel Rwanda.
Hotel Rwanda, you're at. Okay, thank you very much. If you want to watch a touching movie, a sad movie, Hotel Rwanda, based on a true story. And this is what Mitch is going to be wandering into. I'm going to tell you right now, man.
Well, listen, Joe, go ahead, Mitch, I'm sorry. Let me share with. This is talking about a noble death, like I was saying before. So this colonel saved hundreds and thousands of people. Thousands of people, and in a matter of just hiding them in the UN depots and protecting them with these guards. At the end of the genocide, he was going back to when the rebels started to fight back. And anyway, he was relieved of his command. He was going to head back to Senegal. On the way, he hit a mine, and he was killed. That is a noble death because he died, put his life on the line, and then, you know, ended it like that. That man is going to heaven. That man will be rewarded by God for his duty as a human being.
He'll receive rewards in heaven. Five crowns you can receive. Yes, you're right.
Yes, absolutely. And a noble death is a noble death. A great person who can, whether woman or man, whether in the military or not, when you can stand and give your life to support and to help and to sacrifice and to help others, it's very noble. It's very important. But I'm a nobody, Joseph. All I am is Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. I live by the code.
You are a good man. You are somebody.
That's it. I'm somebody in terms of a good man. But my name means nothing. My money, my capability means nothing. It's the goodness of my heart and the goodness of a man that will do wonders in this world. And that's why I started this GoFund. And again, Mike was very, very grateful to ask the question, well, on GoFund.com, where to go? When you go to GoFund.com, you can search for Help Mitch, Help Orphans in Nairobi. And it's the first campaign. You'll see it on the left-hand side. You'll see it. With the executive director Robert standing there with the children, you'll see it. Help Mitch, help orphans in Nairobi, or help Mitch, help children in Kenya. Same campaign.
And are there other missionaries or pastors around the country that have contributed also to this cause? Are you the only individual who's paid attention to this particular village or place that you're going to?
He has other people, yes, stateside, who have done wonderful, donated food, donated sanitary pads. He has had people that have raised money for him in the past. But he contacted me, and I just decided out of my own will and volition to add support and help more and see if I can come around, since I'm going to be seeing him in three weeks' time. Let me go and help him, and before I go, raise some money for the children. So that's how I got involved.
All right. So now let's be direct here. Okay. So when's your takeoff date? When are you departing?
I'm parting January 25th. I'm parting on Wednesday, and I will be in Kenya for about 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I'm going to first go see family in South Africa for 3 weeks, and then on February 20th. I'm going to be in Kenya, February 20th to March 13th.
And you'll be in and you'll be able to communicate with your Facebook page during that time, correct?
Absolutely, yes, I will be.
Okay, good. Because I'm leading up to the next question. I want to schedule a show, you know, while you're over there, where we can get actual video footage, maybe, because you can share that on Facebook, you know. And live on air, and perhaps maybe while you're there, you can obtain maybe a couple people who are over there doing the same thing you're doing that would be willing also to come onto the program and push this farther. And what I will do is I will try to contact some local reporters or national reporters or reporters that cover that region, and we can get them on the program at the same time to expose this a little more. I mean, do you think that's a good idea, Mitch?
That sounds great. Absolutely. No, I thank you, Joseph. I thank you, everybody, for listening. Please try and donate. Consider it. This is going to go to worthy, worthy causes to help the children. I've put the link in the description. I put, you know, please, Joe, you know, share on your website. Everybody, if you go to GoFund.com, help Mitch, help orphans in Nairobi. And I appreciate Joseph for letting me come on. And yes, we will do another show. As soon as I get on the ground, we have access to Facebook and internet and Skype, and we will be documenting, and hopefully there will be some good donations coming in after the show.
Mitch, just one more question. Mitch, one more question also I want a furtherance.
Yes, sir.
If nobody helped these orphans, what would their fate be?
Death.
Death.
Destruction.
Wow.
Suffering. That's the thing.
Wow.
I mean, the government doesn't care. The government, and this is what I can't stand. When you are in power and you have so much money, or forget about the money. If you are in power, if you are a senator, if you are a governor, if you are a politician, if you are a leader, and you have constituents and you have people that you need to serve, the official title is not for you. You were not made a politician or a senator or a government official for your own goddamn greed. It was for the people you need to serve. You, and unfortunately, forgive me for my passion and not antagonism, because I am a peaceful warrior. But how dare these politicians nowadays, whether in America or whether all over the world, let down the people as they have and lie to the people. Well, no more, Joseph, no more. And I can tell you right now, this is going to be a change. And this is a change I hopefully we will make America great again, and we will make the world great again. Believe me, folks, believe me, trust me. I know prophecy, I know life, I've been around it, I'm a very old soul, I've been around, you know, Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, I've been around. I don't want no fame, fortune, glory, or money. I want to do the right thing. And by the grace of God, we will do the right thing, whether it's exposing the Chinese government's crimes against humanity, gangsters who have hijacked this great nation and tried to implode it from the outside in, with the Soros and the Rockefellers and the communist-style system they're trying to implant in this great nation, with the communist left and the radical extremists that want to destroy and strike terror into our hearts. And as American citizens, as British citizens, as South African citizens or patriots of all kinds and all walks of life, we always need to stand on the right side of destiny.
Mitch, and as we wind up the show or wind down the show here, before I let you go, anyone else here, press the number one, please. Give your comments. You're more than welcome. I know we've got a lot of opinions in the chat room here, but those individuals usually do not call in, which is fine. Hey. You want to join, that's what I advertise. You want to join the chat room, you're more than welcome to. But, you know, be honest with yourself. You know, tell the truth. You know,
Joseph,
what you feel like. Go ahead, Rich.
Joseph, you know, I wish I was a millionaire. I wish I spent my times and my youth making money, making more money than I ever imagined. But I didn't. I'm a poor man. I live behind couches. I couch surf. I contribute. I hold. You know, I guess I'm a warrior monk. I'm not a monk. You know what I'm saying? But I live for social work. I'm a very poor man in terms of my wealth, physical. If I had money, oh my God, what I would do, where I would go. You know, but I don't. So I ask.
You give it to the poor. You would give it to the poor.
Exactly. So what I'm asking. And again, before I leave, what I'm asking you, if you can truly feel my sincerity, and I know people, I know you can, and I wish you could look right in my eyes to the depths of my soul and my heart, please consider helping. I thank Joseph for allowing me to come on and share about this GoFund. I've shared with you in the past about China, but this is a different cause now. We are going to save and help and rescue children and feed them and clothe them and give them medical supplies and give the women sanitary pads so they can go to work and they won't get infected by cancer with all these terrible pads that they've been given. So if anyone out there, please look on the link in the chat room, go to the GoFund.com and go and just type in or search, as Mike was graciously asked me. When you go to GoFund, help Mitch, help children in Kenya, or Help Mitch Help Orphans in Nairobi. And that is it. And if it's $1, $2 out of 1,000 people, that's beautiful. And that money, so help me God, will go to help the children. Thank you, Joseph, for letting me come on. I got to run now, but thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for allowing
me
to have
a stage. Mitch, I know you were pressed for time, and I kind of clinged on to you for a little while longer, but it was for a good cause, brother. Yeah.
I'm grateful. And thank you for everyone. Thank you for BitBanker. Thank you for Flycash. Thank you for CLG. Thank you for Bridget and everybody else who has just taken the time out of their very busy schedules and lent their ears for allowing me to share this with them. Thank you, everybody. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be a nation. There wouldn't be a humanity. There wouldn't be a morality. So I take my hat off to you, Joseph, and thank you to everybody who's listened and taken the time to listen to what I've had to say tonight.
Good night, Mitch. God bless. Stay in touch with me now. Stay in touch on Facebook,
sir.
Okay, brother?
You got it, sir. Take care now. See you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, Mitch is now muted. He's probably hanging up. So we'll go ahead and mute him anyway, just in case. You know, another powerful show. Great show. Mitch. I just lost Mitch. He's hung up. And, this man here is, he's packing his bags. He's going to a country. And this is his calling. This is his calling. You know, all of us believe in something somewhere down the line in life. Or, maybe you regret not doing something within your life, but pass that knowledge down to the younger people so they can learn from you. I mean, I if I was 75 years old, 80 years old, and I said, I wish I would have done this. Well, teach the younger people, what you should have accomplished in life. There were a few people on the line. Jason was on the line tonight. He checked in, checked out. I don't know what his motive was on that. I don't know if he's working or not, but a little sarcastic, But he was on the program, Jason. if anyone wants to on call, what's that mean, on call? BitBanker's typing in right now, on call, before we start wrapping up, on call. He's at work. Okay, he's at work. All right. Needs his phone available. All right, fine. Jason doesn't have access to a phone, but he did check in with the show, and that's all that I ask. You don't got to stay on for the whole damn 90 minutes. You checked in with the program. You're a supporter. That's what Mike and I talk about, You ain't got time to check in on a Sunday. You don't have time to check in and support the program. Shame on you. Shame on you. Anyone wants to contribute tonight on the call, the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press the number 1, I'll connect you. Otherwise, we're going to start wrapping up the show because this was a powerful show. This was a political show in a way. This show, Mitch is going over there. he's going to make progress. And I told you about the machine gun preacher. There was a blockbuster Hollywood movie made about him, the machine gun preacher, where it was a motion picture that grossed over $90 million. So I'm trying to get that gentleman on. And you know what he said? He said to me in a message, and he said it in the movie too. Because I conversed with him on Facebook, and he's so bogged down with work, it's amazing. And I understand what he's saying. I understand. He just can't find the time to do certain things. And you know what he said? If your child was stolen from you, if your child was taken from you, and I told you I can get him or her back, does it make a difference how I do it? Would you care? Would you really care? If your child was abducted from you, your son, your daughter, abducted, kidnapped, taken from you, and I came and said, I can get your child back, would it make a difference how I did that, how I got your child back? Pretty sure you wouldn't mind. You just wouldn't want to see your child again, wouldn't you? I mean, that's pretty powerful. You know, and we're going to try to get that gentleman on the program. We will. I'm working on it. But BitBanker wants to check in with us tonight before we wrap up the show. Go ahead, BitBanker.
Good evening. Yeah, I listen to Mitch. He's doing good. And I'll talk to you later about that. But Jason's he's at work and he's on call, so he needs his phone. He tried Skype, but again, Skype is broken. Of course, as always, it just doesn't work.
That's Blog Talk.
Well, that's Blog Talk, that's Skype, that's Microsoft, that's the way it goes. Things just don't work when you want them, but that's the way it goes. But prior to Trump's inauguration, I was thinking to myself, what if he got up there and he stood up and he pointed his fingers out and he said, go F yourself. And you know what? He did. He told them all to go F themselves because he never wavered one inch throughout his whole campaign right down to the inauguration speech. He said it just like he promised, and let's just hope he delivers. That's all I got to say about that.
I agree. And, Mike, you want to clarify a comment on that? Because you were talking about Trump. Mike, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Well, you heard what BitBanker had to say about Trump. I mean, let's change gears here. I mean, we're just talking about a very emotional topic, but let's go back to political here. Trump's inaugural speech. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I think he's not a politician. You can sure tell that just by the way he talks. He was telling everything that basically that he's going to be fixing, and the guy that made all the problems was, 5 feet away over on his left, and standing there with a blank stare, thinking that he's the best president that this country ever had, and. I just think all these people demonstrating. I mean, they had a program on the other night of Waters World on, I don't know, Fox, and he goes out and talks to the people, and he was out there talking to those demonstrators. The majority of them had no idea why they were doing it.
Because they were paid by George Soros and other organizations. It's a setup. It's a media ploy. It's deception. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, and the thing is, they can have a peaceful demonstration that, starting cars on fire, smashing out businesses' windows, that's a little too far, in my opinion. And like they had the demonstrations over in London. This London had to do with our democratic vote. I just don't see the relevance to it. They were demonstrating in Canada. I mean, Canada's just lucky we're not building a wall up there.
Well, another thing I want to mention here, Mexico's going to pay for the wall being built. And people say, they're not going to pay for it. You're right. The Mexican president isn't going to open his checkbook out and say, I'm paying for the wall. They're going to pay for it through trade deals. Companies are going to move from Mexico back to the United States. And that's how they're going to pay for it. But anyway, all right, Mike, final words before I start wrapping it up.
Well, I just think we have to give the man a chance.
Background noise. Somebody's got background noise. Excuse me. I just hear an echo. Somebody's got background noise, please. It's either BitBanker or Mike. So there's nobody else on the line. So
my phone was on mute. So.
All right, well, all right, Mike, go ahead.
Go
continue.
Ahead, Mike.
I don't know. There's nothing going on with me, but maybe it is me. But
all right, it's gone. And so I just want to let you know that right now. What it is, Mike, is when you talk twice. It's an echo. So, but go ahead. Continue, please. Let's not disrupt the show. Go ahead, Mike. Closing words for tonight.
Well, all I have to say about it is you know, we've given every other president, you know, that has been sworn in, we've given them a chance. You know, why can't we give this one? You know, if you don't like them, fine. You know, I didn't like every president that became president, but, you know, that's what the country wanted. That's what the country's going to get. You know, and, but, God, to go out and whine and cry and cause damage and, you know, things like that, that's un-American. Let's put it that way, in my opinion. What better than that? So, I guess that's it. Just, you know, why can't you just give him a chance? If he screws up, well, then start jumping up and down.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Give him a chance. What's going on here? The guy's been in office for, what, 2 days now? It seems like he's been in office for a year and a half, to be honest with you. You know what? I mean, come on, man. But anyway, BitBanker, before we wrap it up, go ahead, give us a couple words, or unless you're finished, that's fine. I'll wrap it up. I'll give a closing speech, and then we'll shut it down.
Mike's absolutely right. And, you know, all these people out there are protesting. They're men haters. That's what they are. They're all men haters, and that's what they want. And what they need to see happen is for Obama or Trump to bring about 25,000 of those people over here and stick them right in the middle of the crowd with them, and then they'll see how much they really appreciate the United States and what's being done for them. Because you know what? They wouldn't stand a chance. Those are the people that are saying that Trump's burning down, breaking America, and they're out burning down, breaking America. They have a right to peacefully protest, not a right to burn cars, wreck buildings, smash windows, and things like that. And they're totally wrong, and Mike's right. But that's all I have to say for tonight. You can go ahead and finish your show.
All right. Well, thanks very much. And to popularize this show, I know we're on social media, and Mike helps out a lot, forwarding the hashtag, forwarding the link to the show. But, you know, we got to get some business cards printed up here and post them up on bulletin boards around, you know, you're out at breakfast one morning, Mike, you put it on the bulletin board in your restaurant. You know, you're at grocery shopping, post it up in the bulletin board in the grocery store. Every store has them. You know, you're at a gas station, post it up on the bulletin board. You know, advertise the show. And we'll get some new people on here, you know. That's what I think is a good idea for advertising without having to be ripped off from a marketing firm. But anyway, excuse me. Mitch tonight, awesome. That was a touching topic. And hats off to Mitch. Packing his bags, going to a continent to save orphans in a village. Oh, come on. How could you slander a guy like that? What, you think he's making it up? You don't think people would find out if he was making it up? Obviously, he's going there. Well, you think he's hiding in a closet in his house and saying, I'm just trying to get as much money as I can, and I'm going to hide in my closet. I'm going to rip everybody off. You know, I mean, come on, man. Think about it. We'll know if he's lying or not, and he's not. He's been on this program. To have the former Prime Minister of Canada packing him and to come onto this program, do you really think he's not the real deal? So knock it off, haters. Knock it off. I saw people in the chat room trying to slander his name, putting ideas into people's heads. This guy's fake. So what? If he is, guess what? He got you for a dollar bill. Big deal. You get ripped off every day when you walk into your bank, when you go to your grocery store, when you pay your internet bill, you're getting ripped off. So what? You know what? I don't think he's ripping anybody off, and I don't think he's a scam, but if he was, it cost you a dollar. So folks, go to that GoFundMe page and donate a dollar. please, I challenge you, donate that $1. What the hell is a dollar, Bill? Come on, man. Let's say, if anything, you're backing this show. You're backing this show. You're supporting this show. Say, I'm giving this dollar because I heard you on blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson, understanding the times in which we live in today. You know? Come on, man. Put your money where your mouth is and stop talking junk. All right, anyway, Thursday. I have a feeling it's going to be a great show. I got a lot of prospects. But Thursday, we will be here, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the people in the South, tornadoes everywhere. We're under a tornado watch ourselves. They're saying tornado warnings all up and down South Carolina and Georgia. They're moving my way, so pray for our safety. You know, tornadoes in January. Tell me something. When did you ever hear of springtime storms or summer storms happening in January? What's that make you think? The end times. The end times. I'm telling you. Tornadoes in January? Better think about it, folks. But anyway, we're going to wrap up the episode tonight. Thank you, everyone that listened. God bless. Take care. I will see and hear from you on Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend about the show, please.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you're